Jessica.
What's up, Elsie?
Oh, so first thing in the show notes, how can you believe it's the last week of August?
Yeah, before we get to the show notes.
What?
I'm still mad at you about what you did last night.
Oh, be quiet. I did not do anything last night. It was all in your head.
You really hurt my feelings. Don't let it happen again.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. People, she had a dream about me. That's not
my first Elsie dream. And it was a very uncomfortable dream.
Yeah. But I had nothing to do with it.
I dreamt that we were on a train to a retreat or some kind of podcast adventure.
Of course.
And not only would she not let me sit next to her on the train, I was like trying to like book time to sit with her on the train so we could record our show. But she kept running off to record other people's shows with them and not me.
Oh,
and
God.
And doing it in secret, not telling me. Like they would have like a look and then they would like go to the bathroom. And then they would come back and she'd be like, what? I didn't do anything. What? It's really hurtful.
Dude, I'm
so sorry.
I woke
up feeling like Elsie hated my guts.
That's so lame. That's the dorkiest, like lamest thing ever.
All I'm saying is I'm not going to apply to sit next to you on any vehicle ever again.
You're not going to apply.
There's no application process from now on, Elsie. That's it. Okay. I'm over it now. We can get on with the show.
Oh, geez. So, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the beginning of August.
I know. I mean, it's the beginning, the last, the end. It was the beginning. Now it's the end of August.
I mean, it's just
insane.
I don't even know what's happening. My kid just sprouted two teeth out of nowhere. Where there were no teeth, now there's two teeth.
Yep.
And it's like, how did that even happen?
I don't know.
I don't even know how these things are happening. It's like August 24th. It's going to be fall soon. And I'm actually kind of excited just because... I don't know. The summer has been sticky and it's sticky and gross here. Just gross.
Sticky and gross. Yeah. You know what? It hasn't been so sticky and gross here. In fact, it's been very rainy and kind of cool.
Is this your first summer there?
This is my first summer there. And here. And I really thought it was going to be warmer. And there's been warm days. There have been. But not to the point where I was expecting North Carolina to be a lot hotter. There's been a few, but maybe just a handful. But for the most part, in the mountains is a lot cooler.
I think it's because you're in the mountains.
Yeah, it's a lot cooler up here.
Because I grew up in the mountain and Frederick, Maryland is a much more pleasant summer than it is in Delaware. Because Delaware, we're sort of surrounded by water and it's very swampy and gross.
Hey, guess what I just heard?
What?
That Maryland has so many El Salvadorians going there. Like my people are flocking to Maryland for some reason. We just found out.
Wow.
So if you see it's lots of Salvies around there.
What's their incentive?
I have no clue.
Okay. I was just curious.
It is super curious because such a random
choice. I mean, there's a lot
choice.
Of Maryland places to flock to. D.C., Baltimore. But like if they're just coming like to Frostburg, that would be weird, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. But I hear that there's a ton. Like that's where people are heading nowadays. So I have no idea why.
Good to know.
So good to know my people will be around there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so... Yeah! So
okay, so let's talk about Kim Kardashian. One of your
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
You improved that greatly.
Didn't I? Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about her because she kind of made a little bit of news that really applies to all of us, really, I guess, but not quite in the same category, I guess, as hers. Mm-hmm. But it seems like this was like a headline from Ad Age. Kardashian endorsement fail. Celebrities and social media still cut both ways for brands.
Yeah.
So it seems that if you have been, I guess under a rock to some degree, people, because, or unless you have somehow deleted any mention of a Kardashian in any kind of social media feed, this is what happened. It seems that the star violated strict FDA pharmaceutical marketing regulations, which require marketers to prominently disclose prescription drugs, safety risks, when and where they promote the drug's benefits. And this was done via Miss Kardashian's Instagram feed, where she had a picture of her lovely face with a big vial of drugs for morning sickness. And
so
she basically just said, hey, this is awesome. I've had the worst morning sickness ever. And this has been so helpful. And this is so helpful. In fact, I have partnered with these guys because it's so awesome. But she got in trouble for that. In fact, the FDA, for gosh's sake, reached out to her. Isn't that insane?
No.
No.
No. I think she has no business going around promoting drugs. She's not a doctor. She's not, she has no, I mean, she has millions and millions and millions of followers. And this is obviously not just yay morning sickness medicine, because she's got the website on there and where to find out more. And it says, if you have morning sickness, be safe and be sure to ask your doctor at the pill with the pregnant woman on it. Find out more at diclegis.com. And then she has another website. It's obviously a commercial. She can't do commercials for drugs. I think the FDA should be like, no, ma'am. And Oski, cannot do that.
Well, there are laws behind that, too, though. It's that you're supposed to do the whole, you know how when they have all those commercials on TV where they at this, the end, they go like this, and then it will do this and they do
this
it so fast.
This drug may cause anal leakage. This drug may cause blindness. This drug may cause, anal leakage in your eyes or whatever. Yeah.
But they usually, they have it at the end of almost every commercial. Usually you can't understand half the stuff they're saying, but
because the whole time I'm just like, oh, God, really? Oy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
But I always listen to those because they are very amusing.
They are very amusing, but they have all that stuff in there. Okay, so it says that a spokesman for Duchesne, is that how you say it? Duchesne?
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 It's D-U-C-H-E-S-D-A-Y.
Who is Duchesne? But you haven't said who that is. That is...
That's the company.
The company?
Yes. Confirmed
Duchesne,
that the
USA,
company
yeah.
paid Miss Kardashian to promote Diclegis or whatever on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's despite Miss Kardashian's assertion just in June that her IG feed is off limits to brands.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
I guess it was
not.
Until she just paid a shit ton of money to promote something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So then, but this is what Duchesne USA takes our regulatory responsibilities very seriously and acknowledges that our communications, including in social media, need to be in accordance with all applicable rules and regulations. This is a spokesperson for the company, of course, and she said, "We are taking quick action in responding to the Food and Drug Administration's warning letter and immediately and effectively address any issues. We appreciate and fully support the FDA's objective of ensuring that promotions remain consistent with approved labeling. Duchesne USA stands by its product. The FDA's warning letter does not question the safety or efficacy of our product." So they had to get that in there, you see. The issues raised relate to omission of risk information, limitations of use, and important safety information. Again, we are taking corrective action to quickly address these issues. And as of now, when at the time of this recording, there has been no response from the FDA into these allegations or whether they agree with this. This did happen on August 21st. So if you want more information about that, you can, I'm sure, Google that, because it's sort of like we're in the past and the present. We don't really have the time here difference. But it's interesting. But now, even just so, the key here, though, is the fact that you cannot tell. Again, we're talking about the disclosure thing that we've talked about in the past. And I have to say, Jess, a while ago, you said not to disclose on Instagram when we were talking about, gosh, it was like a couple of, not this last episode that we talked about disclosure, but the disclosure one before that. That it needs to be like natural or something like that.
And
like,
yeah, it does need to be natural, but that doesn't mean you don't tell. I mean, now I have to think about it, but like what I think I meant was that you don't say, "Hey, they paid me to do this announcement." But at the same time, you say something like, "Yeah, these tweets or this Instagram or this event is sponsored by X, Y, and Z, who I really love because X, Y, and Z." That's still natural.
Yeah.
I mean, what she did was natural up until the websites. But the point is, that's just the wrong product. Like all her other ones, you can't tell they're endorsements. Like, she's doing makeup artists and a bunch of like jackets and whatever else. Like, I don't know. Like, here she is drinking a cup of tea, Vogue Spain tea or whatever.
But should that be out there? Like, there was somebody, I forgot who it was. Okay, so yesterday I posted a picture of tea in my Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're not sponsoring me, but see, there's stuff like that where, like, I want people to go taste what I'm tasting, or because what happens is if I say, like, "Hey, I'm drinking this," generally people will ask, "What is it?" So mm-hmm. in lieu of having to type that in, I just add it to the description. This is what I'm having, right? And if there are certain products and things like that that I get, I love to put that out there and share it. Now, it's interesting to me how that seems very organic, but like, how would I disclose if they were a sponsor? Would then I put a little line like, this is what I'm thinking I'm going to do once I do get sponsored, because we probably will, to put a little line like underneath the initial caption and then have like a money sign, like in like, you know, like as an emoticon, like beneath it, money, 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 sponsored ad or something like that. Because usually what people do now for like image, you know, if you want to know who took the image that you're posting, you put one of those little camera icons and then you put like basically that's who you're giving credit to. So you'll put, I will put a money sign and give credit to the people, and they hopefully they would know that that's a sponsored ad. That's what I think anyway,
mm-hmm.
that I would do.
I mean, what if she wasn't being paid to say that about Diclegis?
Like, oh my God, there's a question. Oh!
She could just say it and nobody would care. The reason the FDA is mad is because she's obviously getting paid for it and they didn't do a proper commercial, and it's the company's fault, not Kim's fault.
You don't think it's Kim's fault?
No.
You don't think it's Kim's fault for...
No.
You think the company should have been like, dude, you are working for us now. We've given you money. These are the guidelines.
Yes.
You are not allowed to post anything without XYZ.
Yep.
Okay.
Because if I was, because as people who are about to take advertisers, I would be very angry if I took an advertiser's money for a product that was heavily regulated by the FDA and they didn't tell me how I was supposed to go about promoting that.
Right. Because then you'll be like, hey, I was just sharing
it. And in fact, I would be angry about it if they didn't disclose that before I took their flipping money. Tell me that before we sign the contract. Don't let me go into it not knowing how to promote your product and also getting my Instagram feed in trouble and also, you know, having to say like, you know, I want to know that I have to say, by the way, Diclegis can cause
whatever
ugly eyesores. Yeah. Because Kim Kardashian would never agree to say that something she was using can cause ugly eyesores.
Right.
Because she's Kim Kardashian. I would like to know that. So, yeah, I think it's not her fault. But that said, I think that her endorsements are very natural. I usually can tell. I mean, I don't follow her, so I'm only saying usually because I'm breezing through it right now. I can tell which things are natural and which things are endorsement because she says more about the thing that she's promoting. Usually if she's not promoting it, it's like LOL. You know, like right. She has a comment only about the stuff she's getting paid to promote, so...
Well, so here's the thing with me, though, because I've seen so many different, as of now, on the feed, right? There are certain, especially for yoga, because I've actually unfollowed so many yoga people that I used to follow because they become a complete and utter advertisement. Like, that's all they do.
Do you have anyone in mind that you can say?
Let me see. Hold on one second. I was actually looking her name. She changed her handle. And I forgot to, I'm going to see if I can find her really quick. But she was a yoga mom or something like that. I hope that that's not somebody else. That would be very sad for me. Oh, well, I unfollowed her. So, and I know that she changed her name. And I used to follow her because she was so cute. She was, when I started following her, she was like a mom up in the mountains. And she was like, you know, making her own like... food. Not her own food. Obviously, all of us make our own food. But like, you know, like bone broth and like all kinds of like the meats were all fantastic. And she was doing all of this insane stuff. And she had these two little girls and she would just do yoga. And you could see all these beautiful pictures. She was also like a pinup. Like, I mean, her look is very unique. She has tattoos. She has piercings. She has platinum blonde hair. She's living in the mountains. So it was very like... really interesting, the whole story behind her. She's super kind. Her posts were really grounded and lovely. And she just sort of started to pick up. So in the past couple of years, I've seen her, and her husband works in the Air Force or something along those lines, something where he serves our country somehow. And so he got he had to leave. I think that she was living in Alaska, and now she's living in somewhere where there's water. I'm not exactly sure where she moved to, probably Florida or something like that. And so she's moved. And since that move, too, she is just doing some serious – I mean, every picture she has now of herself is some picture of just almost yoga, also with her little kids, and even the little kids are showing clothes, like clothes, shirts, props, yoga props, every single ad.
That's annoying.
And then all of a sudden it became like, everything's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I just got, you know, at blah, blah pants. They are the cutest blah, blahs and they're so awesome. And it just.
Ew, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. So, and the pictures are beautiful. I mean, her images are gorgeous. And the clothes fit her very well, but it no longer has that really sweet, interesting kind of person that I first fell in love with. So then I kind of stopped following her because I didn't want to be sold anymore to like every picture is her wearing a new outfit, selling some new yoga clothes.
Yeah.
So, and then, it's never disclosed because I don't even know if she's just getting these clothes and not being paid. Like, I don't know if people are just giving her the clothes or if they're paying for the mention. But it's not disclosed anywhere. I keep looking at her feed and it just looks like she's like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm wearing my new top from blah, blah.
But if that's all she's posting about, then it's got to be paid.
I'm saying is it's not disclosed anywhere. Isn't it? Well, we're going to get into that here very soon. So
I don't know.
But here's another conversation. So here's coming back to Kim Kardashian here, mm-hmm. which was really interesting. This was from Slate. Mm-hmm. And the title was "The FDA Shouldn't Silence Kim Kardashian." Mm-hmm. So this is what it said. And this is based on a couple of rulings that the Supreme Court has put out that is based on pharmaceutical, actually, rulings for their First Amendment rights. So this is what the article says. It says she didn't lie or hawk an illegal product. She encouraged the proper use of a legal drug, providing accurate, if incomplete, information to her followers. As a paid promoter of Diclegis, Kardashian certainly has a financial interest in pushing this drug. But her Instagram post was still fundamentally expressive, much like detailers pitches to doctors. Duquesne may be constitutionally required to note side effects in every commercial it creates for Diclegis, but
yeah, however you say it.
Sorry, guys. But when it pays a celebrity or a detailer to promote the drug, she holds her own free speech right to say what she wants about it, for better or worse. That's the Supreme Court's current theory of the First Amendment. So,
right. But if she wasn't getting paid.
Well, no. If she is still paid, that's part of. If she is still paid, that's still part of her. That's what the Supreme Court's rulings or their theory about the First Amendment when it comes to these things. So I didn't want to read all that stuff that's in that article, especially the rulings, but I will have a link in the show notes. This is from from Slate, and it discloses two specific rulings that are key to basically pharma. And promoting it and whatnot. Although the thing is, the application of that is based.
Oh, I see. So the company is required to note the side effects, but not Kim.
Yes, exactly.
That makes sense.
So
it's
there's
an endorsement.
Like some of that stuff. And also,
so it's not an advertisement, it's an endorsement. And are there rules around endorsement?
Well,
endorsement's
different.
But then again, when Michael Jordan does an endorsement for shoes, if they came with side effects, he would have to tell them.
Say that again. Wait, what?
Like, let's just say there was an endorsement against Nike.
Uh-huh.
You know, Michael Jordan.
Right.
If shoes could only be advertised a certain way, it doesn't matter if it's an endorsement or an advertisement. They still have to be advertised that one way.
Yes. And I think that what's happening here is that there were some of those rulings from the Supreme Court were based on conversations that doctors were having with patients, specifically about drugs and promoting certain drugs that...
But they're saying... Instagram has no obligation to let drug companies advertise in their space. Kim is not, it's not her stream, it's Instagram's stream.
Right. So here, and exactly. And so and then we get into that part of the article where it starts to talk. I know, right? So here's a little bit more. It says that those companies argue that the FDA is being unreasonably overbearing in its restriction on social media. And that's basically true. But while the government can't limit Big Pharma's free speech, social media platforms not only can, but absolutely should. These are private companies we're talking about. They have no obligation to let drug companies advertise in their space. In fact, they likely have a First Amendment right to exclude information or advertisement they dislike. Interesting, huh? Mm-hmm, it's like it's getting deeper.
Oh my god, it's like I'm starting to sweat a little.
Yeah, because then it's like
how complicated it is.
Yeah. And then it's like, you know, if that if and I think that then it's kind of is going into Instagram saying if their focus is having positive and healthy community, right, fostering that and is an authentic and safe place for inspiration and expression, which is what Instagram is based on. If that's the goal, then Instagram should take the next step and ban users from using this space to hawk drugs. What do you think?
Yeah.
So,
but how are you going to do that? How are you going to monitor that? It's going to be like you have
tough.
To read every single.
I was just thinking about that because, you know, in terms of like pornography and even not taking it into pornography and on Instagram, but taking it into
is there
things.
Pornography on Instagram?
Oh my God, there is so much, Jess. It's crazy.
Don't see
I somehow well don't
I
start to do
it.
This, but like I somehow what was it? Oh, how you know how I came into it? Okay, so there's this there's
how
one of
that?
My students in Los Angeles. He's just cute as a button. Cute as a button. And he just got this new boyfriend. And they looked so cute together in their photo. And I think he used a hashtag, something like gay boys or gay love or I don't know, something gay.
They're
but
all dressed.
It, but
on
it was
Instagram.
Really cute. And they were just like, it was just their faces and they looked just, I mean, it was just, they're so cute. And then I go, what a cute hashtag. And then I tapped into that hashtag and I was like, ooh. My
now.
God.
Yeah.
And it's like some, I mean, it's hardcore stuff. It's videos. It's
on, right, but not actually on Instagram.
Yes.
They just have bikinis.
No. There's actual videos of actual sex, like
what?
Everything, 15 seconds long. Yes.
Oh.
But obviously that's against their terms of service. What I'm saying
found one,
is.
But
like,
they're dressed.
Well, all I can say is that they are there. I was like with my jaw literally dropped open, and it's not like little tiny. I mean, it's big time. There's images, but the videos are they're there though. They're there,
yeah.
And I was thinking like, how are they going to catch these guys? Because who would have thought that I clicked on gay boys or gay love or something? Then I was
right.
going to land on like, and it's not, and it wasn't gay porn. It was heterosexual porn.
Ugh.
So then it was like, but it was hardcore stuff. And I was like kind of floored. And then I thought like, how are they going to monitor all this stuff? And then, you know, it's the same thing with the Instagram followers that, you know, if you are using certain hashtags, all of a sudden you get all those spammers that come in like, hey, come in, you know, I'll, you know, like you if you like me. Or you have like people leave comments, like they'll upload a video and then you're supposed to like, leave a comment with 10 people and then people tag you and then
yes,
it's so annoying. Oh my God,
yes.
It's so annoying. So then I report, even though it's annoying, I report every single one of those people who tag me and the accounts that they're coming from because it's just annoying. It's destroying my experience. I do not want them on my feed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm sorry, Instagram, that you have to do that. That's awful. I'm sure you have somebody who has to go through their whole job is just taking things down.
Yeah, well, that's everybody.
Yeah.
That's everybody. Facebook has, I mean, a whole team of people whose whole job is to take things down. Of course.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. But now to have to employ 10,000 more people to do that just to look for commercials? And what if it's not a commercial and you really just like the thing? And how are they going to tell? How
yeah,
the hell
true.
Are they going to monitor that?
Yeah. So then I started to think about it from the perspective of, okay, so when we went to Podcast Movement, my voice started to really suffer because, again, we had been talking, you know, forever.
Yeah,
I had not very much sleep, like right before we got in there. There was a high level of anxiety that obviously we've already gone through all this conversation.
Yeah,
so if you want
yeah.
to know these things, listen to the past two episodes.
Yeah, right.
But my throat was really suffering. There was a lot of talking, even with microphones. My job has that happen. And I was losing my voice. And Kate Stillman from yogahealer.com, you know, like she was like, we were walking around and she was like, it sounds like you're losing your voice. And I said, yeah. And then she opened up, of course, she has a little bag. She opened up this bag and she had all of these little doTERRA oils in there. She had this little tiny vial of like On Guard, which has these little tiny ball. Did she give you this, Jess? Did she give you any of these?
No.
Okay. So it was these tiny little beads. Beads, little tiny beads that are full of essential oils. And she gave me like 5 little bead drops on my hand. She goes, take those. Just chew them up and suck them up and like just swallow them. And she gave that to me that night, I think the night of the podcast awards. Mm-hmm. And then she gave that to me at the end of the night again, that during the podcast awards, she gave me the little beads. And I took those little beads and I kid you not, man, it totally made my throat feel 100% better. And and that's the only thing I was like, oh my God. So I came home and I ordered those things and I'm having them delivered actually today.
Yay.
So, but what I'm saying is like, what if I'm a true believer of that? You know, that's not an FDA approved drug. That's in no way, shape or form. It's an alternative form of, you know, essential oils are not FDA approved for use or even intake, for God's sake. In fact, there's more warnings about oral intake of essential oils than there aren't.
Right, but nobody paid you to say that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But what if I put it on Instagram?
What if you were selling it? What if you were selling it? Like, because people, doTERRA is kind of like Tupperware parties, right? Where you have little
Yes, you have little parties and everybody.
Yeah, so if you were getting paid, I mean, yeah, they'd have to take it down.
No, but even if I wasn't getting paid, what we were talking about here is that if Instagram wants to have, you know, in the spirit of not having these things in here, inside of them, right, to banning users from using the space to hawk drugs. Mm-hmm. So what if I went on Instagram and I said, look at what this is really great for if you're having a sore throat. Why don't you take some of these beadlets? It really saved my butt when I was at Podcast Movement. Would they take that down because I'm hawking drugs basically, or possibly something that people might, you know, should I put a disclosure? Don't do what I do. Do your own research.
The point is they can't monitor it. So this whole conversation is moot.
Okay.
They cannot monitor it. You cannot monitor unless you have to physically ask each person, did you make money from this? Is this FDA approved? Like, you just can't. You can't. It would be every tea bag, every medicine. I love DayQuil. You know, I'm having a DayQuil day. Would they take that down?
I don't know. But the thing is that this is something that is being put out there. Like, okay, so we're moved to our next
topic of convo.
Which is kind of goes inside the same thing here where it is monetizing your podcast, 5 simple rules for endorsements, ads, and testimonials, which is actually something that, holy crap, I have a bug on me. So there's something, I'm like, what is this growing on my leg? Oh, this is disgusting.
Would an exterminator even like
no
bother where you live?
No, I vacuum my windowsills at least once a week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like I'm in a haunted house.
God. Oh,
it's like, Jess, it's insane. Like, they're so fast, those little spiders. And I don't even see the spiders. I just see the spider webs. They just come out. And it's not a little bit. I'm talking like all around the windowsill, like the spooky movies. It's crazy. But anyway, yeah. So let's get back to this.
Jesus. No, thank you.
So this is specifically about podcasting, and this is in the business2community.com website, and that is the title that I just read. Mm-hmm. And in this specific article that was written by David Lee Lizerbram, people have very hard names to say, Lizerbram. He just kind of like brings down, and he breaks it down into 5 different rules. And I kind of want to chat about these because why not? And it's going to help us maybe make these decisions. So 1, be honest. So the endorsements must reflect the honest opinion, findings, beliefs, or experience of the endorsement. So what do you think about that?
I mean, that's ideal, but sometimes you endorse stuff because you like the person, not because you've used the product.
Right. But here's what he says. He says, if you haven't used the product or service that you're advertising, don't say, we use this software every day.
Right. So they can still be your advertiser
Right. Without
you having to use their product.
Right. You can just say,
right,
this is a Greg product for people who are looking for XYZ.
Yes, I agree.
All right.
That's honest.
2, if you claim to be an expert, actually be an expert.
I mean, yes. I would never claim to be an expert on something unless I weren't. However, what is the definition of
well,
expert?
Yes, of
that
course.
That is the real question. Because someone once told me if I could stand on the corner in Times Square and know more about something than most of the people that walk by, I'm considered an expert. So at this point, I'm probably an expert on the Big Bang Theory.
Yes, you are.
I'm probably an expert on, you know, most comedy sitcoms. I could be an expert on curly hair products.
I mean, yeah, well, yes.
Is that an
actually,
expert?
You know,
do I have to get a beautician's degree to say that I like, what's it called? That Diva Curl more than Pantene or whatever? I mean, am I actually an expert? I think so. I've had curly hair for 40 years and I've used pretty much everything there is out there except for ethnic products because I saw a friend that did that once and it made her hair greasy for a month. So yeah, I think I'm an expert, but I don't know.
Okay, so here's this.
A hair dye because you dye your roots once a month? I think so. I don't know.
Oh my God. So here's an example. Let's say your company, this is directly from the article, guys. Let's say your company is paid to state on your podcast, we've tried every product on the market and social Adorama can get you the highest converting social ads. And this statement suggests that you're an expert. Don't make this kind of statement on the podcast if your company doesn't know the first thing about social ads.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just setting
because the statement we've tried every product in the market is a lie.
Right.
I mean, that seems like a no-brainer. That goes back to rule number one. Don't flippin' lie.
So
don't
here's
be a
this
big fat liar.
And then here's another thing too that he clarifies to the bottom. Let's be clear. It's fine to run a pre-recorded advertisement for a product that you've never used and don't know much about. That's happened on every TV show, on every radio show since those media were invented. It's called advertising. However, you personally shouldn't endorse or testify on behalf of your company about the quality of a product that you're not familiar with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I agree.
All right. So that's about the extent. And I like that. I want to come back if we do have time, talk about this expert thing here again, because it's, okay. I've been actually asking myself that question here. Anyway, rule number three, it's about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So the guides are indications on how to make proper disclosures. Communicate the nature of the relationship so your audience knows that you know them because of X, Y, and Z.
Yes, and this is where I feel the Instagram stuff is iffy because you don't know. Again, my relationship to that tea that I just posted is that I went into Whole Foods and I saw it and I go, oh, I want to try that. And I drank it and I'm like, oh my God, this is so yum. The company didn't come give it to me. I just picked it. So,
I mean, I feel like some of it, it's a matter of common sense. And I'll give you an example. I've been a Dreamhost customer since 2006. So if I were to take advertising dollars from, say, HostGator, what that ad would have to say is, I have a friend at HostGator. I know a lot of people really like it. HostGator's for you if you like this kind of hosting, this kind of hosting, this kind of hosting. And I happen to know the CEO and he's a cool dude. The end. But why would they pay me money to do that lame endorsement when I could just be like, I've used Dreamhost for, 7 years. I really like it. It's the best thing ever. Like, that's just a matter of like, I feel like the first three are just kind of like, don't lie and tell the people if you know the person and you still haven't used the product or whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yes, I agree with you that this is like, yeah, Kim should say, okay, yes, I have an endorsement relationship with them or I don't. But she probably does take the – why would she not take the product but say she did took the product? Do you think she does – I mean, the question is, does she really take the damn thing?
Yeah, yeah, I think that that's the bottom line. Does she really take the darn thing? Because it's like if she because that would be so sucky. I mean, that would be even beyond sucky if she's just saying she is and it helped her and that's a lie. Yeah.
And meanwhile, she has no like morning sickness whatsoever.
Yeah. Or I think she probably does. But what if she doesn't take, you know what I mean? I mean, there's just so many different things where it's just like, holy crap. So anyway, that's a tough one. But anyway.
But like I would endorse your yoga class having never taken one just because I've listened to your podcast and I know you're good. I would be able to do a commercial for you as a yoga instructor any day.
But I think that it wouldn't be really a commercial. Well, it would be tough because, yes, you would. You know, when I've had my students, some students that I've, just like you, that I've never taken my class, but they said, hey, she has a big following, or look, she's got a lot of classes online, or I've heard she's very good about this, and it seems like a lot of people are benefiting from what she's doing. And she's told me that she's had a lot of students tell her X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that would work. And I might try it one day. Because yeah. It would be so you, and it would be so honest that I would rather you say that than just be like, oh, her class. And just be honest. I've listened to her classes, and she is super passionate or something like that, right? Because that's true. I yell a lot. And so,
yes, you're very energetic. So
there's that. Okay. So number four, you can't hide or bury the disclosure. So don't be subtle, basically. And I know this is something that I think that a lot of people kind of fight with a lot. And I think that going on the other side of things would be really helpful for a lot of people, especially if somebody makes it fun and lighthearted, and make sure that people know this is sponsored. This is paid for. In my book, anyway, in some way, shape, or form, to be able to show that. So, and that's actually, you know, when I answer people's questions over on She Podcasts and they want my opinion about hosting, or if there's some product that's part of Libsyn that I really, obviously, it's the company that I work for, but at the same time that I really believe in, if it's not the first, it's the second sentence that I say, full disclosure, I work for Libsyn. I would hate for somebody to go like, oh, well, she works for Libsyn. That's why she's saying that. I would hate that. So right off the bat, I want you to know this is why I'm saying this. This happens to be true. I work for Libsyn, but I would say this anyway. So I don't want to be subtle about that. I don't want somebody to in any way question my truth or my honesty about
your
something.
Integrity, yeah.
My integrity about what I'm saying. And when they're like, oh, well, she works for Libsyn. That's why she said that. So anyway.
I mean, yeah. And I do think disclosure should be on your website. But like, I mean, isn't a disclosure enough? Isn't it enough just to be like, thanks to our sponsor X, Y, and Z?
It is. It totally is. But I think that they're...
Like what exactly are they asking for?
Talking to make sure that, yeah, that of course, when you're saying something in an ad, and like when we start to talk about Bostrock here in a second, then... That we say, like, because there are sponsors, to make sure that we say that while we're talking about Bostrock, rather than just randomly break into a Bostrock thing and then towards the end of the podcast say, like, thank you to our sponsor Bostrock. I think it needs to be part of the conversation that we're having about them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then that I feel is better. That's not subtle. Rather than an offhanded comment towards the end of the episode where it's like, oh, they were their sponsor? I didn't know that. It needs to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, yes,
so
I agree with that.
Number five.
Five.
Fancy legal jargon is not your friend. So, all right. So I'll use the same type of language to explain the relationship between your company and the product that you use in explaining anything else to your audience. Thus, and then it's so funny how he says that. Don't say this statement is here to comply with the requirements of the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. Who knows what that means?
Yeah, and who cares? Right?
And who cares? Yeah, so he basically says make it very clear that if you do this...
I get paid to say this.
Yeah. And even in here, he's using an Amazon. So Amazon pays me a small commission every time you purchase the book through this link that helps support this podcast and allows us to bring you this valuable content for free.
And if you have a problem with that, eat dirt.
Yeah, totally. So it's, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, those were like those.
Yeah, those are the rules, y'all.
Those are the rules, y'all. So we're going to try to follow it. And speaking of following with sponsorships, we actually have from our lovely sponsor, Bostrock, we have 5 codes for iOS, because Android, sadly, guys, and they are actually not on Android. Ah, ha, ha. Android doesn't have codes anyway. But 5 iOS codes. So anybody that has an iPad or an iPhone, you can get a free version of Bostrock.
But what do they have to do to get it? Shouldn't we have a contest or something?
I don't think they should. All they have to do is email She Podcasts.
What if more than five people want one?
The first five that email, get it.
First five.
The first five. So we're just going to
keep on. We shouldn't make them do like a little dance or anything for it. Do a little dance and make a little love.
I know. That would be really fun. It would be really fun to have thought of something really exciting to say, but.
We didn't. We can't make them tweet or post anything on Facebook for it. How about you send us an email and tell us what you're going to do with it? And then we'll give it to you.
Yes.
Based on that. How about that?
Perfect. Perfect.
Your worthiness of boss jock is important.
Yes.
Is that cool? All right. Let's do that. Okay. So yeah, first five, you can have an iPad or an iPhone version of boss jock. It's super awesome. And send us an email, feedback@shepodcast.com for your version of it. Right? Right. Okay. What's next, young Jedi? Old Jedi?
Jedi.
Okay. Next, we are talking about setting boundaries, right?
Yes.
Oh, this is kind of a convo. Should we save this convo for the next time?
Maybe we should save this convo for the next time. I think we should.
Yeah. I think we should wrap it up.
Yes.
Okay. So, So definitely sign up for the Boss Jock app because it's really cool. I do want to know what you're going to do with it. I think that would be super fun. And we'll announce the winners over the coming week. Also, I want to thank Jeri Freeman and Connect Epic. If you're interested in Connect Epic, if you need guests, if you want to be a guest, if you want to expand your community, expand your visibility, check out connectepic.com. And thank you to them for their wonderful sponsorship, because it is a sponsorship, because I'm disclosing that it's a sponsorship. Thank you very much. Follow us on Twitter, shepodcast.com. And then sign up for our email at shepodcast.com. Oh, Twitter was twitter.com/shepodcast. I botched that, didn't I? And then Facebook group is shepodcast.com/group. And what else? I think that's it. Thanks, guys, for listening. This is all about endorsements and sponsorships. We're on the money train, y'all.
Yo.
Next time, just so you know, first on the list, we're going to be talking about setting boundaries with listeners. So if you guys have any questions or you want to talk to us about that before the show, send it in to feedback@shepodcasts. feedback@shepodcasts.com. I guess that's it, eh?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace out. Love you, mean it.